We take up the cross, August 27. We take up the cross and deny self. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, and yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Christ was crucified for fallen man, but to many who call themselves Christians, this event is nothing. In practice, they deny the cross of Christ. They admit that Christ died on the cross, but because there is a crucifixion for them to experience, they will not receive the lessons that lead to self-denial and self-sacrifice. They are Christians in name only. The central point of their faith is not a crucified and risen Savior who brings to all that receive him the privilege of being sons and daughters of God. Give up the pleasures of sin in exchange for heaven and eternal life. What are the few days of selfish gratification that contain not one genuine drop of happiness to the eternity of bliss that awaits the faithful soul? Keep not Christ's love from your soul. Look to the cross of Calvary if you want a tangible proof of his love. Heaven is looking upon you with intense interest to see what you will do. The angels are amazed when you turn with indifference from the blessings that are proffered you. If you refuse to respond to the drawing love of Christ, you will finally grow rebellious and defiant. Paul realized that his sufficiency was not in himself, but in the presence of the Holy Spirit, whose gracious influence filled his heart, bringing every thought into subjection to Christ. In the apostles' teachings, Christ was a central figure. I live, he declared, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Self was hidden, Christ was revealed and exalted. Those who deny self to do others good and who devote themselves and all they have to Christ's service will realize the happiness which the selfish man seeks for in vain.